President John Mahama has reiterated that government will create a stable economic environment for the private sector to thrive. He said over the years, things have been a little rough for the private sector due to the fluctuating structure of the economy. Speaking at a forum in Kumasi with the business community in the Ashanti region, President Mahama said government will embark on import substitution, which will take away some of the things that the country produces but are currently imported.
One of the major things that government must do is to create a stable economic environment so that private sector can see a predictable, horizon in which to plan and do their business. Unfortunately, that has not been the case. We have had cycles of going to the IMF and back, and going to the IMF and back, losing macroeconomic stability, restoring it, losing it, restoring it, losing it, restoring it. And so for the private sector in Ghana, over the period, it has been like ups and downs, ups and downs. The times when the economy is stable, the city is stable, everything is stable, you can do your planning, then everything goes awry again. Why does that happen? It happens because of the structure of our economy. Our economy has changed, but it's not changed much from when we took it over from the colonial government. It is still a heavily import-dependent economy, and it is still a heavily commodity-led export economy with very little value addition. So that's the nature of the economy. And if you have an economy like that, definitely anything that happens on the international market will affect you. If there's a slowdown in China like we're experiencing now, then you can expect that the appetite for your commodities will go down. If there's a China that is absorbing a lot of commodities, then you can expect that you will experience a boom, because China will buy the cocoa, China will buy the gold, China will buy the bauxite, buy the manganese and all that. And so 2 years ago, I delivered the State of the Nation address. And I said that until we transform the basis of this economy, no prophet or no superhuman can come and stabilize this economy.
President Mahama said it is necessary to create a balance for income and expenditure so that government will always not be on the verge of borrowing to meet its budget.
Coming back to macroeconomy, we have a collapse of exports in terms of commodity prices. And then if you have, say, an increase in expenditure as a result of single spine and other pressures on the income side of the economy, then what you do is you lose macroeconomic stability, and then you have a deficit. And then you have to go back to the IMF and work with the IMF to stabilize things. And then you have a cycle that keeps going. Maybe every 4 years or every 5 years, you come back to point A and point B. And it affects business the most, because if inflation goes up and interest rates are high, it's business that suffers. And the point is, the banks always want to lend to government, because if you lend to government, whatever happens, government will pay. So then, if you lose macroeconomic stability, then government has to borrow more money to meet its expenditure. But it doesn't have enough income to meet it. And that is why we need to maintain a balance between expenditure and income for government, so that we can create an environment that is stable for business. And so, it's not that I'm wicked when I say that I won't pay anything that is not in the budget.
President Mahama also challenged the business community to always think outside the box and contribute to growing the economy.
I remember there was a time we were importing a Katia burger into this country, and Rawlings got very upset about it. It was in the PNDC time, and shouted about, the kinds of cheap imports we are bringing in. And the one who was importing a Katia burger decided that, maybe I can produce this here. So he went and got the formula, and then started producing the coated granules, locally, when they had been bringing them from, I don't know whether it was Thailand or Bangladesh or somewhere. And there's so many opportunities in our country that as businessmen we can take. All of us cannot remain in commerce. I don't see any country that has grown only on commerce. You must add transport and logistics, you must add manufacturing, you must add other things in order to give the economy legs to stand on. You can add tourism. And so let's think out of the box.